Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. Call or text that number. We want to know what you got into over the long Labor Day weekend. Hopefully it did not involve work. Julie is from Milton and was out of town on what sounds like an amazing trip. Tell everybody where you went and what you did.
Hi. So I had the opportunity to go to the Paralympics in Paris this weekend.
Wow.
And I got to see Mallory Wegman win gold. She's such an inspiration for the U.S. And this guy, Gabrielle, who has no arms and no legs, and he won gold in the 50-meter swim for Brazil. And he was so inspiring. It was amazing.
I saw another video this morning of an archer with no arms and won a medal, I believe. And it was just incredible.
Yeah, he had one shoe on because he shoots with his foot. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's just, how did you end up getting to go to this?
So my company, I work for a French pharmaceutical company called Sanofi, and they sponsored the Olympics in Paris. They're a large French company. And so they sent some of us.
And
so I got to go.
What did you do? Just like throw your name in a hat and it got picked and off you went?
I guess I was nominated, which is such an honor. I was so thrilled.
So the company picked up the tab?
Yeah. Isn't that incredible?
Wow.
I'm still so lucky.
What was your favorite thing about Paris while you were over there?
Oh my gosh, I just love the cafe culture.
Mm-hmm.
It was busy. It was a whirlwind of a time, so I didn't get to enjoy it a whole lot. But the other amazing thing is that people from my company from all over the world were there together, and I got to meet some really interesting people from other countries, like some scientists who develop molecules, and it was so cool. I met people from Finland and
wow.
Middle East and China. It was awesome.
That is fantastic. Very cool. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Well,
I love you
experience.
Guys.
Yeah, all right. Bye, Julie. Heather's from Ashby, and she went all the way to Guilford, New Hampshire.
Equally as exotic. I love Guilford.
Hey, Heather.
Hi.
Tell everybody who you went and saw.
I went to see Bret Michaels.
Let's go.
It was like an almost 2-hour drive.
Because, was it yesterday?
It was on Saturday.
Oh, okay. Was it just traffic or is it just that far?
No, that's how far it was away from me because I'm in Ashby and it was up by Laconia.
Right, and how was the show?
The show was amazing.
Yeah.
He's going to come back in 2026 with the original band touring again, is what he announced.
Huh.
So I am up for that.
Who'd you go with, like a bunch of your girlfriends who all listened to Poison in high school back in the day or something?
I went with my 17-year-old son, Kaimani.
And did he love it?
He's in the car. Ask him.
Yeah, it was epic. It was really cool. Very different. Different crowd.
How would you describe the crowd?
Old.
Very, very sweaty, old. You know, just not pleasant. But the music was good.
Yeah. Are a lot of 17-year-olds listening to Poison in your high school?
No, definitely not. A lot of weird kids in my school.
Wow. I'm a big fan of you.
I appreciate his
that
honesty.
That is so good. Thank you.
He said old, sweaty, and unpleasant.
That one hit kind of close to home, Dan. Unskinny Bop from Poison.
So good.
I don't know about that, but I enjoyed it. Producer Dan, how about you? How was your long weekend?
Oh, my God. I had a great weekend. I went up to New Hampshire to spend some time with my family before they go back to Florida.
Yeah.
I hiked the Flume Gorge in Lincoln, which was awesome. We went out on the boat, had a great day.
Yeah.
But the story I want to talk about is Saturday, because my girlfriend was with me, and we went down to Hampton Beach Saturday to spend the day with her family, because her grandparents, who will henceforth be known as Nana and Pugga in the story, because that's their grandparents' names.
Pugga?
Pugga, yeah.
That's a new one.
Pugs. So they are 85 and 87, and they've been married now for 64 years together.
That's incredible.
They were celebrating their 64th wedding anniversary, so we all got together and had like a little barbecue. And there was just, it was great. The food was great. Everyone's awesome. I love her family. But there was just one like very emotional moment where everyone's like kind of gathered in the kitchen. They bring out a cake, and they say happy anniversary. And then Pug brings out this portrait, like this big portrait that's framed of Nina when she was young in like her wedding dress.
Right.
And she starts crying and she's like, I'm just so blessed and I'm just so grateful that all my family's here and we're all having this moment. And just how it's situated is it's I'm right next to Nana at the table. So I'm handing her tissues. Like, it's okay, Mary. Like, here, take this. Just this big emotional moment. And I just happen to be sitting right next to both of them at their family function with all the people they're closest to.
Did she know who you were?
Yeah, we've met a few times.
Okay,
I love her. She loves me. Like, we have a great relationship. But I was like, I don't feel like I'm new here. I shouldn't be the tissue guy. And then one of her grandchildren goes, well, it's about to get even better. Your family's getting a little bigger. Congratulations, Jiro. You're having another great grandchild. We're pregnant. And she starts bawling and everyone's cheering and I'm handing her tissues. Like, oh, congratulations. And then I just slowly, like Homer Simpson fading back into the bush, I just kind of get up and go, right. I don't think
I should be in this spot.
I'm going to move like a little farther back and let them move in for the hug. But it was such a great day.
Hey, you played an important role, Dan.
Everyone needs a tissue guy. And then at the end, I go, all right, Nana, we'll see you at the 65th anniversary. And jokingly, my girlfriend goes, that's a little presumptuous of you, right?
Oh.
And Nana goes, don't worry. Even if you break up, Dan, you're still invited. And I was like, boom, mic drop.
That's what happens when you hand tissues when Nana's
that's
crying.
That's right.
Well, congratulations, Nana and Pugga.
That's right.
64 years.
That's incredible. They're the nicest people.
All right. That's super awesome. Thanks, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic. It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.